Joseph's Rise to Power.
One day, Pharaoh's butler and baker were sent to prison. While they were there, each had a dream, and Joseph was able to tell them what their dream meant. The butler would go back to his old job, but the baker would be killed. Sure enough, the butler got his old job back, but the baker was hung. 2 years later, Pharaoh had two dreams, and his counselors couldn't figure out their meaning. The butler told Pharaoh about Joseph. Pharaoh sent for him and told him about his dreams. He saw seven fat cows that were suddenly eaten by seven skinny cows. He then saw seven plump heads of grain that were swallowed up by seven dried up heads of grain. Joseph said, "God is telling you what he's about to do. The seven good cows and the seven good heads of grain are 7 years of great abundance. After that, there'll be 7 years of famine. It'll be so severe that the good years will be forgotten." Pharaoh made Joseph the second most powerful man in Egypt. During the next 7 years, he gathered and stored food. Then the 7 years of famine started. Joseph opened the storehouses and sold the people grain. Soon all the countries around Egypt came and bought grain from Joseph.